The Rio Grand Prix is underway here in Brazil, and problems on the start grid for Carlos Checa, who gets a disastrous start from the middle of the grid. But the man leading the way is the world champion Valentino Rossi. He could retain his title with victory here in Brazil today. And there's drama on the first bend already as Nobuatsu Aoki, Sete Gibernau, and that's Norikabe all going off track. And there's a man down, and that's Daijiro Kato. Well, disaster for Kato. He does not like wet conditions. One man who does like wet conditions, of course, is Kenny Roberts, and he likes this circuit as well. He lifted the 2,500cc title here, and he's leading the way in 2002 from the reigning world champion, Valentino Rossi. Now, the only man who can stop Rossi from clinching his title is this man, Toru Ukawa, and Ukawa's gone down. What drama on the first lap as Toru Ukawa heads into the gravel. He's down and out of the race. And the Honda team look on from the pit wall. Absolutely dramatic scenes here in Rio. And if Valentino Rossi can hold on to his position here and avert disaster, then he will become world champion here today. And there's the sign from his box. Ukawa out of the race. Another man out of the race. Ukawa's Japanese compatriot Shinya Nakano. And it looks as though Jeremy McWilliams has gone down as well. There is McWilliams hobbling away. Ukawa back in his box. His championship dream in tatters. Valentino Rossi will be world champion if he can hang on here. Max Biaggi in third place, Carlos Checa in fourth, and Checa making some real progress now. Well, who could forget the race here 1 year ago, which was hit by rain, and Carlos Checa was denied victory by aggregate times, even though he crossed the line first ahead of Valentino Rossi. He's got a score to settle here today with Rossi. Rossi moves past Kenny Roberts for the lead now. The Italian, the world champion, the reigning world champion, the world champion elect, leading the Brazilian Grand Prix. And Kenny Roberts just losing some ground now as the two Marbury Yamahas storm past him in a cloud of rain and back spray. As Biaggi goes past him and Checa goes past him as well. Checa on a really, really hot pace here, and he's looking to overtake his teammate already. Checa goes past Max Biaggi, the Spaniard up to second place, the Italian back to third, and Checa will now hunt down the race leader, Valentino Rossi. Well, as I say, Checa has a score to settle with Rossi here from last year, when Rossi took that victory by just a fraction of a second, and Carlos Checa has really seen the red mist now. Checa's got past Valentino Rossi and leads the Brazilian Grand Prix for the first time. Carlos Checa on the Yamaha M1, and Carlos Checa goes down as well. Carlos Checa loses the back end, and perhaps it was the pressure from Valentino Rossi from behind. Perhaps Carlos Checa was on just too hot a pace, but he's gone down and lost all chance of winning the Brazilian Grand Prix here. Up to fourth place now is Alex Barros, and there is Checa on his way back to the pit garage. And once again, the Rio Grand Prix ends in tears for Carlos Checa. And there's another man down there. That's the Aprilia of Regis Laconi there, lying stricken by the side of the track. But no doubt about the winner. It's a clear margin once again for Valentino Rossi. He is the 2002 world champion. Max Biaggi takes the flag in second. And as we wait for the third man to cross the line, it's going to be Kenny Roberts. A first podium position of the season for Kenny Roberts. But the day belongs to Valentino Rossi. He was the 125cc world champion in 1997. The 250cc world champion in 1999. He was 500 world champion in 2001. And just 1 year later, he is crowned the new MotoGP world champion. What a proud day for Valentino Rossi. Just 23 years of age, he has the world at his feet. These were the final results in Rio. Valentino Rossi winning by 1.6 seconds from Max Biaggi. And he is the new MotoGP world champion.
Yes, at the beginning I read on my board Ukawa out, so Toru make me a gift, and follow Kenny, and so it's difficult following because he go very fast, and also it's difficult stay behind because have very, very much water, difficult to see the track. So after 10 or 12 laps I try to go in front, not because I'm faster, but because I don't see anything from behind, and after I read on my board Biaggi behind, very near. Arrive another Yamaha, arrive Checa, but arrive too fast and crash. Lucky don't take me also. And I continue to push because if Max today arrive in front of me anyway, I don't win the championship. And then this possible win, so I'm very happy.